Brave Irene by William Steig. Mrs. Bobbin the dressmaker was tired and had a bad headache, but she still managed to sew the last stitches in the gown she was making. "It's the most beautiful dress in the whole world," said her daughter Irene. "The Duchess will love it."
"It is nice," her mother admitted. "But, Dumpling, it's for tonight's ball, and I don't have the strength to bring it. I feel sick."
"Poor Mama," said Irene. "I can get it there."
"No, Cupcake, I can't let you," said Mrs. Bobbin. "Such a huge package. And it's such a long way to the palace. Besides, it's starting to snow."
"But I love snow," Irene insisted. She coaxed her mother into bed, covered her with two quilts, and added a blanket for her feet. Then she fixed her some tea with lemon and honey and put more wood in the stove. With great care, Irene took the splendid gown down from the dummy and packed it in a big box with plenty of tissue paper.
"Dress warmly, Pudding,"
her mother called in a weak voice.
"And don't forget to button up. It's cold out there and windy."
Irene put on her fleece-lined boots, her red hat and muffler, her heavy coat and her mittens. She kissed her mother's hot forehead 6 times.